dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of Avery and the home of the brave?
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White. As we do each time I bring you a show, I recognize difference makers. I share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. Of course, we've been hit really hard by COVID-19 for several months now, and many people have had to make major adjustments in their lives. Some people have lost their lives. We've featured nurses and doctors, first responders. We've featured grocery store workers, all different types of people who have been out on the front lines doing work that was necessary to keep us going. One of my friends, Renee Baker, shared a couple of ladies with me, and they have written a book called COVID-19 Miracle Survivors. Now, this book tells some fascinating stories of COVID-19 survivors, including Renee Baker's. We didn't touch on that subject when Renee came on the program. She talked about her Christmas caroling, but we want to talk about it today as I welcome Renee and Rhonda to the program. It's Renee Stegall and Rhonda Acock. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much, Mark. We're glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Glad to have you. Let's just start from the beginning here. None of us anticipated COVID-19 back in January. It wasn't even on my radar. I was flying to South Texas to go see a friend who actually now has COVID-19. He's 83 years old. I just squeezed in that trip before COVID-19 hit across the country and so many major changes happened. Give your background, Renee, your COVID-19 experience when this all started. I know you weren't anticipating writing a book about this.
No, actually, writing a book was not at the forefront of what I was doing at the time, but I do work from home, so that aspect didn't really hit me hard, but I had seen a lot of friends that had suffered with what each day was going to bring, if they were going to have a job the next day, as well as families that had members that were sick. And, you know, watching the news was horrendous because it was just nonstop COVID-19, and it continues now, but just scary thing when you watch the news and seeing this pandemic hit the world, not just our nation, but the whole world, and the fear on fire for what do we do? And, you know, I had been trying to think of something to do to give back. I didn't really, you know, other friends were saying, oh, I'm getting organized. I'm cleaning my closet. I'm like, okay, there's got to be something more I can do when I'm sitting here at home with this free time on my hands. I don't want to, even though I need to, I don't want to be more productive. And so my sister and I, Rhonda and I, we have done a lot of different writing projects together. And I just went to her and I said, I have this really depressing. And I had looked at some Facebook groups. I love Facebook, and had seen some survivor Facebook groups. And people were sharing their stories, their fears, everything they were going through. Some people out there that want to share their stories. I really feel like with everything that's going on with stress and anxiety and fear, and Rhonda just jumped right on board and with me, and I was thrilled. And so we began to put out notices that we were looking for people to share their stories, and it kind of just went from there.
Wow. And Rhonda, a similar experience for you. Of course, we had no idea what was really coming early on at the first of the year, but here we are, and COVID-19 is still going strong. There are more states now who are breaking records when it comes to COVID-19, and these survivor stories, there are survivor stories every single day now. And of course, there are also stories of people who aren't surviving.
That's right. And so when we started writing the book, we realized that timeliness was very important. We didn't have the luxury of time. We needed to get the word out as quickly as possible, and blessing and a curse at the same time. All of the interviews, because no one's traveling, you know, everything changed in February, how everybody conducted their lives, their business. And so all of our interviews we conducted via Zoom. And now we have all of that raw footage, and inside each chapter of each person, we've got their footage telling their story.
And amazing stories they are. We have, of course, Renee Baker, who was on the show as I announced at the start of the program. Renee shared about her caroling in the summertime and how she was bringing Christmas to the summer because people's lives have been so devastated in so many ways because of COVID-19 that maybe Christmas needed to come a little early and bring a little extra joy to people's lives. And Renee did that. And as was mentioned, she's actually in this ebook that you have produced, Renee Baker, and her story is in there.
Yes. And her story, among the others, is just amazing. She was also a Lyft driver, as she may have shared with you. Renee actually gave Dr. Graben, was his name, a ride home from his last 12-hour shift. And little did she know at the time that she would begin having symptoms that very night after she drove him home. And she said that all the way to driving him home, the 35-minute drive, and so nice, and gave her all kinds of information that she found so valuable regarding COVID-19 and explaining how the virus works and how it devours the body, and things that people can, lungs and exercises people can do and things like that. And so she wrote down the information so she wouldn't forget it as soon as she dropped him off. And little did she know that 4 days later, he would actually pass away from COVID-19. He was actually the first ER doctor in the United States to die from COVID-19. And she said that she took his information that he gave her, and it actually saved her life, basically.
What an amazing story. Sad for that doctor, and a blessing for Renee in that particular situation. Let's take a quick break, Renee and Rhonda. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can get the ebook. Will you stick with me?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Renee Stegall and Rhonda Acock. They are sisters, and they have written a book, and my friend Renee Baker is included in that book, as we talked about. The book is titled COVID-19 Miracle Survivors, tells fascinating stories of COVID-19 survivors. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this interview and talk about how you can find the ebook. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. This is another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am talking to Renee Stegall and Rhonda Acock right now, and they have written a book called COVID-19 Miracle Survivors, which tells fascinating stories of COVID-19 survivors, including my friend Renee Baker. They shared the story of a doctor who was in Renee's vehicle as she was driving for Lyft. He ultimately lost his life 4 days later. Renee was diagnosed with COVID-19, and some of the things that that doctor shared she actually attributes to saving her life. I'd like to welcome Renee and Rhonda back to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Renee and Rhonda.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were talking about at the start of the show that people were cleaning out their closets. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Absolutely nothing wrong. People can decide to do what they want to during this time. But you decided personally that you wanted to do a little bit more, and that included writing a book. And this book is a help to people to share their survivors' stories. Let's share about the ebook, how people can get it.
Well, it's real easy. It's available on Amazon. So you just go to Amazon and search COVID-19 Miracle Survivors. And it's free to Kindle Unlimited members. If you're not a Kindle Unlimited member, it's only $5.75. And the wonderful thing is that the net proceeds are going to America's Food Fund and also to Joseph Gonescali's effort to feed the essential workers in New York City. Now, if you're familiar with The Sopranos, Joseph Gonescali played Vito Spadafore. So a lot of folks loved his character, Vito, and he is a native of New York. And when all of this happened, he hit the streets running, and he goes to support the restaurants to buy the food. He loads up his Cadillac SUV and takes it to post offices, fire stations, police stations, nursing homes, hospitals, sometimes as many as 20 locations a week, delivering food to these folks who are putting their lives at risk to take care of COVID patients every day.
I have no shortage of stories from New York and the power of New Yorkers when tragedy hits and how they come together. And that's exactly an example right there as you share about carrying food to others and taking care of each other. And I believe that both of you have probably seen that throughout this journey, to see your fellow New Yorkers as they have come together for other people during this time of tragedy.
Absolutely. And of course, we do want to make mention that America's Food Fund is across America feeding the most vulnerable. So Joseph Gonescali is in New York City, but America's Food Fund feeds everyone across the United States.
That is so great. Tell me now again how people can get the book, and we want to make sure that people are easily access it. I know that with technology, some people have a little bit of trouble sometimes, but I want to try to walk people through it.
Absolutely. And it's as simple as going onto the internet and going to Amazon.com. And when you get there, you search for the title of our book, which is COVID-19 Miracle Survivors. And when you find the book, there should be instructions there. Click to buy. And it's as simple as that.
one of Renee Baker's students is Kyla Carter, and she has a segment on my show called Kyla's Corner. Her whole message is living life sunny side up. With COVID-19 and the tragedies we've experienced and the difficulties it has posed on so many people, living life sunny side up means looking at the survivors, looking at these stories, looking at opportunities to make a difference through so many other organizations during this time who are struggling because donations aren't coming in the same that they were. And I like Kyla's concept of living sunny side up. And I believe that that's the way that we should live, is to find those positive stories amid tragedy to try to make a difference.
Well, you know, hope is everything when you're in a bad situation. You have to be able to find hope and encouragement. And that was the underlying current when we started reaching out to people to write this book. It was to find people who could inspire through their courage, even though their journey was very difficult. Some of their journeys are, in fact, when we interviewed these people, we did it via Zoom or face-to-face on the Zoom, and Renee and I are crying and rejoicing with them throughout their whole interview because their stories are hard, but their stories are full of hope, and that's what we need right now.
I agree 100% with that statement. And we can continue to make a difference because COVID is not over. And we have more states now who are breaking records when it comes to people who have been diagnosed. Hopefully, we won't have as much loss of life as we did early on and that number will subside. But we're still greatly affected by COVID-19. We're in the middle of it. But it is encouraging to hear the stories of survivors and then think about, okay, if I get COVID-19, here's a story of a person who has gone through it and experience and be encouraged by that at the same time.
Absolutely. And one thing we'd like to stress is that if you watch the news, if you've watched the news from the very beginning, a lot of information was not out there for the general public. And so we're shedding light. Information is power. And when you read this book, you will learn about symptoms that weren't mentioned by the CDC in the news anywhere, but people were experiencing these symptoms. And it really is helpful to have this knowledge that just like this week, the CDC announced there was a study that shows COVID affects the brain. Well, we knew this when we interviewed the folks back in late March, that it was affecting the brain. So with knowledge being power, this book is very empowering.
Well, Rhonda and Renee, I really appreciate the opportunity to get to speak to you. And I just want to say thanks to Renee Baker for connecting us so that you could share with the Mark White Show audience today.
Thank you. And we're very thankful to Renee as well.
Rhonda Acock and Renee Stegall, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing this story. I hope that people will go and get the ebook. The ebook is called COVID-19 Miracle Survivors, and it shares fascinating stories of COVID-19 survivors, including my friend Renee Baker. Again, thank you so much both for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Rhonda Acock and Renee Stegall. I encourage you to go get the book, and I encourage you to listen to The Mark White Show every chance you get, because we are talking to difference makers. We are sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can while we are still here. And I can't think of a better way to use our life than to make a difference in the lives of others. I hope that you'll tune in next time. You have been listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never to see tomorrow anyway. Guess I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.